The Public News Service Daily Newscast, April the 22nd, 2021. I'm Mike Clifford. As President Joe Biden meets with world leaders on Earth Day to reaffirm America's commitment to addressing climate change, Colorado officials say it's good to have the federal government back as a partner.
Pitkin County Commissioner Steve Child believes Biden's American Jobs Plan will help the state ensure a just transition for fossil fuel sector workers. Biden's plan also directs at least 40% of investments to communities of color and others disproportionately impacted by pollution.
We need to put the money on the Main Street here by getting jobs to those people who really need the jobs. I think it's important to target different disadvantaged populations.
Child says Colorado mostly ignored what was happening in the nation's capital over the past 4 years to make change locally. He cites Holy Cross Energy's move away from coal as one example. Nearly 40% of the electricity it delivers to mountain towns now comes from renewable sources, and the company says it will reach 100% by 2030. Other efforts include development of affordable solar-powered housing for teachers and low-income workers, a model which Child says could be replicated across the U.S. I'm Eric Galatis.
Colorado was the first state to roll out a plan to help fossil fuel sector workers transition to good-paying jobs as the state moves towards a clean energy future. And with folks in Ohio taking part in Earth Day cleanup events, conservationists say there's no better time to discuss the impacts of plastic pollution.
Single-use cups, food containers, and shopping bags are among the plastic items that never fully degrade. And a 2018 study found that just 9% of the plastics ever created have been recycled. Alyssa Yoder-Mann with the Sierra Club Ohio explains that means most of it ends up in a landfill or littering the environment.
All you have to do is drive down your highway or take a neighborhood walk, and you can just see we're everywhere. So many of us shop with our reusable tote bags. We recycle everything we can, yet the problem of plastic pollution continues. So clearly something isn't working.
Mary Sherman reporting.
By the way, manufacturers are legally required to manage drop-off sites for batteries, paint, tires, and similar toxic materials, but not for plastic waste. CNBC reports President Biden announced a tax credit for employers offering COVID vaccine-related paid leave. The tax credit for small and medium-sized businesses would fully offset the cost of giving employees paid time off to get inoculated or if they need to recover from side effects. CNBC notes it comes the same day Biden announced that the U.S. is set to hit 200 million COVID shots administered since he took office. This is PNS. Members of a Justice Coalition for a Maryland police case with striking similarities to George Floyd say that former police officer Derek Chauvin's guilty verdict represents an overdue stand for justice that they're fighting to receive.
Anton Black of the Eastern Shore died in 2018 after officers put their full weight on him for 6 minutes after being handcuffed, which was caught on video. Black's family is suing officers and one of the witnesses for Derek Chauvin, former Maryland medical examiner David Fowler, who claimed police use of force did not contribute to Black's death. According to Sonia Kumar, an ACLU attorney who's representing the Coalition for Justice for Anton Black, she says Marylanders applauding the Chauvin verdict need to ask why there's been no accountability for Black's death.
I think it's easier to call for change anywhere but our own backyards, right? So I think it's really important that folks remember that we have our own case like this right here in Maryland, and there are many other people who've lost their lives in police encounters who deserve every bit as much attention and concern as we've seen in the case of George Floyd.
I'm Diane Bernard.
And as the Vermont legislature debates how to handle underfunded pensions, Lily Bulkey's been checking out a new report that finds investing in pension programs boosts jobs, wages and salaries, economic output, and even tax revenue.
Each taxpayer dollar put toward a pension plan generated $5.41 in economic activity in the state, according to the National Institute on Retirement Security. Darren Allen with the National Education Association in Vermont wants lawmakers to know he thinks weakening pensions isn't the right way to make up for the retirement system's debt or unfunded liability.
Not only are they going to affect the retirees, which is wrong, but they're going to affect, you know, thousands of other Vermonters whose jobs are dependent on the economic activity generated by the pensions.
Allen says pensions are a pillar of retirement security for tens of thousands of teachers and their families. Finally, Mike Bowen lets us know as Wisconsin farmers are fanning out for the spring planting season, conservation-minded groups say the state should do more to convince producers to plant cover crops.
Cover crops, a well-known conservation strategy, are known to improve soil health while reducing harmful runoff. Margaret Crome of the Michael Fields Agricultural Institute says despite the awareness, they need more farmers to sign on to have a sizable impact. The program would discount a producer's crop insurance premium if they took on this practice. She points to their polling data as a need to approve the program.
Approximately two-thirds, either those who had already planted cover crops in the past or those who had not, said that this kind of a program would incentivize them to plant or plant more.
Only 6% of Wisconsin's acreage was planted with cover crops. This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported, heard on great radio stations and online at publicnewsservice.org.